This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A massive fire tore through a building in New York City Sunday, killing at least 19 people, including 9 children. An official said a portable electric heater was to blame, according to physical evidence and firsthand accounts by residents. The mayor told CNN 63 people had been injured, and said, quote, "This is going to be one of the worst fires in our history," end quote. The blaze comes just 4 days after a fire in Philadelphia killed 12 people, including 8 children, in a public housing building in what was one of the deadliest recent fires in the United States. Kazakhstan's authorities said Sunday the situation was stabilizing after the worst political unrest in 30 years of independence, and troops from a Russian-led military alliance were guarding key facilities. Security officials told the president in a briefing they were continuing cleanup operations across the ex-Soviet republic that borders Russia and China. A Russia-led alliance of ex-Soviet states sent troops to restore order, an intervention that comes at a time of high tension in Russia-U.S. relations ahead of talks this week on the Ukraine crisis. West Africa's main regional bloc agreed Sunday to close borders with Mali and impose sweeping economic sanctions in response to unacceptable delays holding promised elections after a 2020 military coup. The decision followed a summit of leaders of the Economic Community of West African States to discuss a proposal from Mali's transitional authorities to hold elections in December 2025 instead of next month as originally agreed. The bloc said in a statement it found the proposed timetable for a transition totally unacceptable. If you'd like to know more about these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A leading Sudanese protest group Sunday rejected a United Nations initiative to hold talks with the military aimed at restoring the country's democratic transition following an October coup. The move is a blow to international efforts seeking an end to Sudan's political deadlock and suggests relentless street protests are likely to continue. More than 60 people have been killed since the military takeover. Protesters continued their marches in Khartoum Sunday, with security forces firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators near the presidential palace, according to activists. Bosnia's Serb entity Sunday celebrated its 30th anniversary with a parade showcasing its police forces against the backdrop of new stirrings of secessionist ambition. Around 800 members of the Republika Srpska police were among the 2,700 marchers, who also included military veterans, aid workers, and students. RS leader Milorad Dodik, the Serb member of Bosnia's tripartite presidency, said at the event, quote, "Our goal is peace and the defense of our freedom," end quote. Last month, he set in motion plans to withdraw from Bosnia's central institutions, including the army, the judiciary, and the tax system. Israel could see up to nearly 40% of the population infected by coronavirus during the current wave, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday, as testing facilities nationwide buckled. Israel has seen infections nearly quadruple over the past week compared to the previous one. The health ministry reported 17,518 new infections Saturday. A lack of testing sites created huge pressure on the existing ones, causing the government to revise its testing policy and, as of Friday, designate the PCR tests the most accurate, only for people at risk and over 60. Bennett reiterated he would do everything possible to avoid a lockdown, which he said was not proven an efficient measure against the spread of the highly infectious Omicron variant and could deal a heavy blow to the economy. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic launches a make-or-break court battle Monday to stay in Melbourne and defend his Australian Open title, arguing he has an all-clear because of a positive coronavirus test in December. Djokovic is fighting to overturn the surprise cancellation of his visa and end his detention in a Melbourne immigration facility. With a week to go before the January 17th start of the Australian Open, any delay could dash the 34-year-old's hopes of winning his 10th crown in Melbourne in a record 21st.